Thank you for choosing Magnolia Creek Lodge in Hidden Hollow RV Park. This is Cecily. How can I help you?
Cecily, basically what happened is I think I got like a tick bite.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I got a tick bite, and I'm not sure if it was like from one of you guys down there.
I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
My name's Jacoby Feathers.
Okay, were you here recently?
I believe so, and you know the local area around the lodge.
Okay, did you stay in the lodge or the RV park?
I was in between. This is what happened.
Okay, and what happened again? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure if one of the guests down there like did a tick bite on me or anything, but it looks like there is a tick bite, like on the leg.
Oh, a tick.
Yeah.
Okay, when did you stay here?
I think it happened like Sunday morning, like 7 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Angus.
Angus. Okay, you say you were here Sunday.
I was walking through the grass.
Oh, he's walking through the grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, so you were in an RV park.
I was like in between. I was like I was walking like back and forth. I had to stretch my legs. I'm very sedentary.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure to see where you were you staying.
Yeah.
So you were staying in the RV park, but you were walking around.
I'm not sure if you'd call it like staying at the RV park, but I was there, then I was at the lodge, and then I was basically went everywhere.
Okay, you're just walking through.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's from one of your guests or anything that I actually got the tick from.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
If it's not too much to ask, could we just initiate a tick check?
Okay. We'll put that into the manager and let him know,
All
okay?
right. Have you done a tick check on yourself?
As far as I know, I don't have any.
Basically what you have to do is like look at the legs, and then if there's a tick, you get like tweezers and you pull them off, and then you keep them and catalog them. And if you get sick, you bring the
Okay.
tick to the doctor.
Okay. What's a good phone number for you?
Basically what happened is I'm borrowing this one, so it doesn't like go to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I will let them know to check for ticks, sir.
Yeah, and you know how to like look for the diseases and stuff, and like how to tell if you have
Yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, like a ring, and then if you eat meat and you get sick, that's also one. And then there's one that swells up your brain, and one that makes you fevery, one makes you tired.
Well, I'll let them know.
I got a pair of tweezers I can remove. If anyone has any ticks, it'd be no issue for me to like pull them off or anything.
No, that won't be necessary.
It's for safety.
No, sir. We'll be fine. Thank you for calling.
I love you. Not like norm. Not like friend, like friendship style. Not like I'm in love with, but like more like a platonic, like how Jesus loves you, like that.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Think she was recording me. I have a sneaking suspicion she was recording me. I heard my voice echo back. But being that I'm a rogue server file jockey, this sort of scenario is not unanticipated. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, your rogue server file jockey. We're live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I have weapons because it's the Wuppy Weapons Show. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're probably listening live.
Welcome, and thank you for calling The Crossing at Big Creek, Southeast Alabama's mega destination for gaming and entertainment. Please listen carefully, as our menu has changed.
Uh-oh.
For hours of operation,
That'll
please
come.
Press 1. For driving directions, press 2. For the information desk and guest services, press 3. For Magnolia.
This is the same rockin' music.
In the crossing at Big Creek.
Hey, you guys like with the gaming and everything?
Do we what?
Like gaming?
Yeah, we got skill-based games, yeah. You play bingo to cash out.
Bingo. Like, how does that work?
So when you come in, you're going to make an account
Yeah?
at the kiosk or with one of our employees. Then you'll go to the kiosk, you'll buy points. Once you buy points, you'll go to the games, log in with your number. You'll play with your points on the games. You'll win points, lose points. Then when you get ready to cash out, you're going to play a game of bingo. And when you play bingo, you'll be able to convert your points to cash.
Doesn't this sound a lot, awful lot like gambling?
Yeah, it's a form of gambling, yeah, just a little different.
Aren't you guys, isn't that like, don't they have laws and regulations about that? I don't want to get in trouble. Oh, he hung up. He hung up because he's scared. I kind of have no ideas for tonight. I'm also not sure how long the show's gonna go on for. I think it's gonna be maybe an hour or two. Like regular style of length. Oh, I closed out the phone numbers. Come on. How many thousands of phone numbers is that now? It's the Wuppy
Thank you
Weapons.
for calling Dothan National Golf Club and Hotel. Press 1 for the golf club. Press 2 for the
else?
hotel. Press 3 for all events and packages. Press 4 to repeat this menu.
One for
Have a
golf.
blessed
Have a blessed day.
Dothan National.
Dustin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm just confused how it all works over there.
Okay, give me just one moment, okay?
Oh, like, can you?
Oh, God, he called like
He was in here this morning. Hey, was that the funniest ever when him and Jimbo got.
I missed it.
I found a machine with me.
No, it's McKinley.
Oh, my
Did you
God.
come on?
Yeah.
That guy Jimbo, he talked to me.
And then,
What, didn't he? And he goes, I've never seen that.
I love this sort of slice of life stuff.
Frank, you gonna break it up? I said, hell no, I ain't breaking this up.
I was hell no, I ain't breaking this up. Yeah,
he really just grabbed me to his fucking
titty.
Is that what happened with your hand?
Clay's trying to, like, Clay's teeth are rough. Jimbo gives his hand right up to Clay's mouth, and Clay goes, man, don't get him up my mouth. Get out of my fucking mouth, man. See, I've never seen teeth so fucked up. Your teeth are just, like, everywhere. It's fucked up.
That's exactly what he's like.
Hang on. Stop. Y'all, Ellie, this is no big deal. Stop.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. What was it now?
Where's Jimbo at?
Jimbo.
Yeah.
This is Dothan National.
Yeah, I heard Jimbo was down there with Clay.
Oh, no. We haven't seen him.
Oh, are you sure? He told me I was supposed to come down there. I just don't know how it all works.
Hang on just a second, okay?
Okay.
This is Frankie, can I help you?
Frankie, where's Jimbo?
Jimbo? He's not here, ma'am.
This is Clay.
Oh, hey, Clay. What's
up? I heard Jim, what's all this about my teeth? No.
We had two characters in the bar that was in a fight. We were describing it. What can I do for you, brother?
Oh, I was just wondering where Jimbo was. I kind of want to continue on what we were doing.
No, I'm here. What can I? What'd you call for? I can help you out.
Oh no, I was just trying to find where Jimbo was. I've had a couple since I've gotten home.
Okay, bro. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Well, can I come down there?
Who is this?
My name's Clay.
Are you here in the hotel?
No, I want to find Jimbo and, like, talk to him.
Jimbo's, he's not here tonight.
Where is he?
I'm not sure, buddy. Just call back.
Well, when's he usually in?
Usually comes in on Saturdays or Sundays.
Saturday? The dentist said he has to pay for this.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot.
Do you have any extra molars down there? Oh, he was not too enthused. Oh, he's Jimbo. I need to mark this as Jimbo. Jimbo and Clay customers. Welcome to the show, or shall we say, welkommen. It is the Wuppy Weapons every May 28th, 2026. It's currently 8:36 and 59 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings. And we're live exclusively on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. And we are going to get more phones ringing for everybody.
Arbitol, may I help you?
Vaticamin?
I'm sorry?
Vaticamin?
Who come in?
Me.
Who is this?
Angus. Gotta unlock the inner Swede within.
Southside Sonic, how may I help you?
Welcome in.
I'm sorry?
Welcome in. Is this Sonic?
This is.
I want to get wood.
Jack? I can't understand him, dude.
Hi, thank you for choosing Southside Sonic. I do apologize, but how may I help you today?
Welcome in.
Who?
Welcome in, Sonic.
Yes, that's hi, Sonic.
Tack.
What was that, sir?
Tack.
I don't know what you're saying.
Sonic Drive-In.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How may I help you?
Food.
Food? Can you come to our location?
What food? What food?
3371 South Oates Street. Come on through and I can help you.
Yeah,
have a great day.
Bread? Oh, he's very short with the Swedish person. I need more Swedish words. Oh, love make shake. Oh, I like saying welcome in. It's really, really fun. Is this a subway? Ever. These people are now new enemies. Oh, and welcome to the show. If you want to, you can join the mumble. Ciara.
Thanks for calling Southside Taxi. This is Bryce speaking.
Bryce, welcome in.
I'm sorry?
Welcome in.
Huh?
Welcome in. Jag hungrig.
What?
Jag hungrig. I should take this to the other side of the world. Oh, If I didn't care, I'd start throwing these bottles around. Makes some pretty cool noises. Oh, the Google Maps changed their thing. That's... Oh, maybe they didn't. No, they did. A little bit of behind-the-scenes knowledge is... Google Maps is extensively employed on the Whoopi, on all Whoopi broadcasts in the Rogue Server File Jockey Studio. We just no speak, you're up. I was throwing broken glass around today, and it was pretty cool. I had a microphone for that. Catalyst, one beer. I've got beer.
Thank you for calling Firehouse Subs. If you'd like to place a to-go order, please press 1. For catering, please press 2. If you'd like to speak to a manager, please press 3.
Thanks for calling, Saul. My name's Cameron. What can I get for you?
Hi, Saul. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
There's too much, like, on this, you know how you guys have, you sell sandwiches?
I'm sorry, what?
Hold on, I need to sneeze real quick. Do you guys know how
Bless
you sell, yeah, thank you. I like, the sandwiches and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, how do we get Wait. It with, it was like, it was too dense.
It was too dense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell am I supposed to do? That is such a normal complaint.
Hey, what?
Yo, Rosin, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Whoopi.
Catalyst.
What's up, Catalyst?
Hey, Rosin. What's Somebody's up? Really picky. Is it me?
Rosin, are you in a the Chernobyl exclusion zone?
I think your Geiger counter's going off.
How about now? How about now?
You're still getting. I think you're like in you're like too much radiation.
How is the radiation? How is the radiation now?
Is it near your socks? Keep it away from your socks.
It seems to have calmed down.
This mailbox All right. is not currently accepting messages because voicemail has not yet been activated.
Oh, Arsvidonia, did I already say cool about that? That is cool. I want to get one of those things. I want to walk around and record audio from the real world on a real audio device. That'd be pretty sweet.
Click, 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 click.
It's like you're in a field of a bunch of grasshoppers.
Thank you for calling Hunt's, proudly serving Dunstan for 69 years. Please listen to the following options before making your selection. Press 1 to place it to go order. Press 2 for the oyster bar. Press 3 for the lounge. Press 4 for the seafood market. Press 5 for catering or large party information. Press 6 for the restaurant.
Oyster bar.
Oh, I pressed 5. Is that just going to give me information? Oh, this is really stupid what I'm about to do.
Where's the Greek is that we were told?
There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Beep. Where's the beep at?
Oh, I hung up. I'm calling back. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Hunt's, proudly serving Dothan for 69 years. Please listen to the 69. Following options before making your selection. Press 1 to place
okay,
the go order. Press
do you want to
2
talk
for
to
the oyster bar.
Oyster
press
bar?
3 for the lounge.
Yeah.
Press 4 for the seafood market. Press 5.
Right,
thank
Catalyst.
You for calling the oyster bar.
Good
we do have bag oysters. We have a Florida bag, 30
back.
Pounds. For $60
back
plus
bags.
Tax, a 60-pound bag of Florida oysters
back.
For $115 plus tax. If you still need to speak to the oyster bar, press 1 now.
Do they got crawfish, too? We got to see if they got crawfish, too.
Who knows what they have?
Tell them that you got hit on the side of the head with the bag of oysters.
I'm going to find out what type of oysters they have.
Hopefully wet
they
ones.
They did New England.
Underwater animal bat?
Welcoming. Gerudo gear.
On the oyster bar.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you got oysters that are flavored in the vanilla?
We ain't got any oysters right now. We're expecting them in tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You're an oyster bar without oysters?
I know it.
That's like a brothel without hookers.
I know it.
What the hell?
What's the old saying? What's the old saying? Shit happens sometimes when you run.
Yeah. I was going to come in and get loaded up on oysters, and I wanted to get them for my missus because I need her to be in a better mood, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You won't have to wait till tomorrow. They'll be
wait
good and
tomorrow.
Fresh.
But it's going to be Friday.
It'll probably be around lunchtime before they get in here. I'm just guessing. I usually run around right before dinner.
And you're going to have the vanilla oysters?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're supposed to be. I don't know where they're coming from. I didn't ask Tim, but he's ordered
some. Just want vanilla flavored.
Sir?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're coming out of Louisiana or out of Panacea, which are farm raised. I don't know yet. I mean, I didn't ask him where he was getting them.
Oh. Is it like an underwater animal bat?
A what now?
An underwater animal bat.
Underwater?
Yeah.
Them farm raised, they keep them somehow. I don't know how they do it. They keep them in a stationary contain. You know, they're contained somehow or another.
Oh, they're not free range? Poor little oysters.
It's what they call farm raised. They, you know, they add salt, which usually they're real good. Usually they're real salt.
That's kind of it's inhumane, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of... You know, this is like a Greyhound station without drugs. I've never heard of an oyster bar with no oysters.
Yep. Well, we give out. I'm sorry, but they just... we had to get water some today. They'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, man. Do you got any crawdads?
I can't hardly hear you in here. There's so much racket. Do what now?
Do you got any crawdads?
Crawdads?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you have to special order them. They'll order them. You know, they used to have them, keep them, but it got to where people wouldn't buy them, and they were losing money on them. So they just now, I think you have to special order them, and they'll get them for you.
Is this because the strait in around?
It could.
They're like they're blocking everything.
It could be. Oh, I know the seafood market. It'll be open tomorrow, and Ronnie can probably tell you more about it. You know, he could probably get you some.
I want some Iranian crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Harvest Moon quality? Do you know?
That I can't tell you. I don't know.
Is it a bindle? Is it a bindle of clams that you can buy?
Oh, I don't know what all he's got out there. I'll be honest with you. I know he'll be set up tomorrow. Oh, he's got fish, shrimp. Oh, I don't know what all he's got out there.
What type of shrimp is it?
That I can't tell you. I mean, it's just shrimp that we use it here in a restaurant and all. I mean,
okay. Are they frozen fresh?
I ain't got a clue. All I am is a shucker, and I'm here saying, helping. I'm cooking some crab legs and all for these waitresses. Everybody else got to go home early, but I'm sitting here cooking crab legs and all for these waitresses.
Oh my goodness. You got shooked.
Yeah, I'm a shucker.
Yeah, you got shooked, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to be by for those vanilla oysters. It sounds really good.
All right, man.
You, don't be a mother shooker now. Damn it.
It just sucks. See, He's shucking over there. He's shucking, what? Crab legs?
I think this guy is just taking all the food for himself.
Oh my goodness. And what? He's got the, he's got them contained or something? Very abnormal.
Yeah. They should be free range.
Oh, okay, I want to tell a hotel I have the oysters.
No, don't tell you got crabs.
Yeah, crabs.
Oh, Donegan.
Superweb, I went on. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm from the oysters down the street from y'all.
Yes.
We got the oysters contained here. You don't need to worry about them anymore.
All right.
Yeah. Now, did you see the crabs at all?
Were you trying to call a guest that was there?
No, the Super A. We received a plethora of reports that you all had, like, oysters. Our oysters essentially got lost en route to the restaurant. And also the crabs also got loose.
Okay, you don't have to worry about them.
We think we got all the crabs. Has anyone been snipped recently?
Oh, I guess I haven't had any complaints about the any crab snippings.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any over here. So but if we do, we'll give you a call.
Okay. I've been shucking these darn crabs into this hot oil for hours now, and they've been snipping at me. They're real testy lately.
Yeah, crabs can be, especially when you're trying to boil them for customers.
Yeah. We've been throwing these crabs around like Frisbees back here, and they've been cutting everybody.
Yeah, well, we haven't had any guests making any complaints, so haven't had any crab problems over here.
What about those lobsters, then?
No, we haven't had any complaints about those either.
Yeah, they've been snipping people.
Yeah, I haven't had any guest complaints. I haven't seen any on the cameras either, so I don't think we've had any come this way. But like I said, I'll let my boss know as well.
Basically, what's been happening over here is customers, we've been dunking the lobsters and the crabs in the oil. And then the customers, they take them to the Super 8 and other hotels and other establishments and businesses in the area. But we got a new cook, and he ain't doing such a hot job, and they've been snipping people.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And there's a warm vent of hot oil where all the crabs have been gathering, like, across in the gas station at the lube.
Yeah. Thankfully, I haven't had any guest complaints or seen any, but I'll let my boss know, too, to keep an eye out to see it. Just in case any get come over this way, and if we get any complaints.
Do you know how to treat crab bites?
I do not.
Basically, just rinse it with soap and water, and put a Band-Aid on it, and it should be fine. But if there's excessive bleeding, put pressure on it. But if it keeps bleeding, you're gonna have to. I think you're gonna have to suck out the poison or go to the emergency room to get stitches.
Right. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but at least I'll let my boss know, so if something happens, because we got a first aid kit at least to help with that.
Yeah. Have you ever had stitches before?
Yes, I've had to have my mouth stitch before.
Oh, like after the wisdom tooth surgery?
Yeah.
I was talking more like a laceration style. It's not so bad.
No.
They put lidocaine like in on the laceration, and then they stick the needle in, and it's like a fish hook.
Oh no, I've never had a laceration.
It kind of sucks, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Essentially, they just put the lidocaine. They take the needle, they shoot it in, and then they take the fish hook sort of apparition, and you know apply the stitches.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, honestly. Like if you have good health insurance, maybe try. I don't. Like if there's a situation, if you're gonna end up like getting lacerated, like try to enjoy it. I don't know.
I'll let my boss know and keep an eye out. Keep the sign freed up for guests.
Okay.
I'll let them know to keep an eye out, and if we have any problems or any sightings, we'll let you call back over there and let you know.
All right, I'm right down here at the restaurant.
All right, I got you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Vatican.
I lost it when he said he got his teeth stitched.
Yeah.
Teeth stitched? How do you get your own teeth stitched?
Well, that's a normal thing. Well, he said teeth. Like plural?
Maybe.
Who's up next?
Hey, Donnegan.
Oh, Donnegan, do you wanna call?
No, that's for...
No.
What about
you should take it, buddy. Come on, just take it. Oh, I'll take it.
is O'Donnegan Scottish?
Yeah, are you Scottish?
Calling Howard Johnson by Wyndham of Dothan, Alabama.
It's from Red Dead
Dial
Redemption
1 for reservation. Too. Dial 0 or hold for guest services.
So that's Irish?
It's a family name.
Is it your last name?
Welcome.
What's the place?
Hi, Vanessa, can I help you?
Hi, ma'am. I'm in the room right now, and I got there's crabs. Like there's like small crabs in the room.
I'm sorry. What room number is this?
It's 220, ma'am. I'm seeing a bunch of crab activity. Ma'am, they keep on getting closer. Got to do something about this. They're crabs. He was kind of loud.
I'm sorry. Is that too loud?
It's okay. No, I think I have my voice. I have my volume down low.
Oh, don't touch your volume. You sound good. For you.
Oh,
you
no,
sound
my
good.
Phone volume.
Oh,
I was talking about my phone volume.
Okay. Oh. You sound good.
All right, thank you.
I was worried you were going to go start touching stuff and it would be like another Chernobyl experience. I'm going to have to get iodine supplements or something. Brazo, you can try again at Barbecue King.
Barbecue King?
Yeah.
If they pick up the fucking phone.
Oh, it's 9:02 on the dot, post meridian Eastern Standard Time. It is May 28th, 2026, and it's the Whoopi Weapons. Welcome to the show.
On the Whoopi Thursday.
This live music is really something.
Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. This music is pretty good.
I like it.
Oh, they're closed.
Straight to jail.
Federal penitentiary.
Hey, Alaska! Alaska!
Oh, Jesus, what the hell did I do?
¿Cómo está, señor?
Welcome. Welcome.
I don't know Swedish.
Jagarangar.
Volvo IKEA meatballs, I think.
Let's have a Lincoln, brother.
Okay, Roz. This is a hotel, Doubletree.
Hotel, motel,
Holiday Inn.
Thank you so much for calling the Doubletree by Hilton, Dothan, Alabama. To make a change to an existing reservation, please press 1. To reach sales and events, please press 2.
I'm opening
for all other needs, please remain on the line or press 3. Someone will be glad.
Oh, yeah, alas, now you do have a little bit of hiss.
Okay, just a second.
Doubletree by Hilton, front desk.
Hi, ma'am. Hi, sir. How you doing today? I have an issue with the product I bought.
I'm sorry?
I had an issue with the product that I bought.
What do you mean?
Hello? So, like, I bought a product, right? It's not working as its instruction to properly work.
We're a hotel. We don't sell any products.
Oh, I thought you... Wait, is this not the Dollar Tree? Anyways, I'm in the room. The phone's not working incorrectly.
I'm sorry?
The phone's not incorrectly working. Sir. My phone... The house... The room phone? Yeah, it's not working. The mother effing machine don't work.
Oh, okay. Why don't you come on down to the desk and we'll talk about it.
Nah, I'd rather just sell it on the phone right now. What if I just plug it in, plug it back in? Will that do anything?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know how to help you on that matter.
I'm just asking you about the phone situation, man. It's just making a lot of clicking sounds. Also, I lost my key, too, which really fucking sucks.
Have a good night.
No, okay, fuck you too.
What a dick.
I thought you called it Dollar Tree for some reason.
Oh, I said Double Tree.
Is this any better?
It's fine.
Oh yeah, less.
Yeah, that's good.
It's less hissing.
Okay.
I think you need to figure. I don't know. I'm stupid about audio stuff. I'm lucky all my stuff's pretty clean. Maybe your gain's up too high or something. I don't know.
It probably is. I'm boosting it with my RDS. So that's probably why.
That is the same level of hiss with the... you hear on a lot of the Longmont stuff, I think.
Maybe Vatican. I can get an XLR cable if it's not from Amazon.
I think this place is closed.
Thank you for calling Daybreak Suites Extended Stay in Dothan, Alabama. Our office is currently closed. If you need to reach a guest at any time during this message, you may dial the room number directly.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Please say you're the front desk.
No, guest.
No, you're the front desk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think there's anybody staying here.
That mailbox is full and cannot accept any new messages.
It's all grayed out on Google. Gotta get a. Oh no. Sorry, everybody.
Motel 6, Genevieve speaking. How can I help you?
Genevieve, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm from the restaurant.
What restaurant?
Like the Outback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Our crabs and oysters got loose. Have you guys seen them down there?
Oh, aren't you funny?
Well, you know. Like, we just want to, we want them back. Genevieve.
Yes.
You know, a blooming onion? This is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah. I passed the test, and now I'm at Outback Steakhouse.
And they're allowing this.
Yeah. I have a blooming onion ring.
What more do you have, Jeremy? At the Outback Steakhouse.
I got steaks.
Are they Outback?
Yeah. Now, don't tell anybody about this because we're Australian themed, but it kangaroo steaks.
No.
Yeah.
That's inhumane, Jeremy.
Genevieve, do you know how, like, here in the States, there's deer everywhere and they hop in front of the cars?
Uh-huh.
We get, it's like, essentially, kangaroos are the deers of Australia, so they just ship the carcasses here and we butcher them up for the meat.
That I've never eaten at Outback. How are those roos?
They're pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
What more do you have for me, Jeremy?
Well, basically what happened is the lead cook, he got, one of the kangaroos wasn't so goodly deaderized, and he got kicked. He got kicked out the kitchen, like through the double doors. I was wondering if you wanted to come in and get this roux ready to go. I'm making a kangaroo roux.
Kangaroo roux?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun, Jeremy, but I have my own job to do.
Can we swap?
Oh, I don't think you can handle my job.
I got a lot of pills and stuff. I energy drinks, and I had a beer.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be okay, Jeremy?
Yeah, well, melatonin and stuff. Like, I take the melatonin to bring me down a little bit, and I drink an energy drink to perk me up, and I got a beer to get me fuzzy.
That sounds like a good remedy.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, can I help you with anything else?
Genevieve, I want to offer you a free food, but I think once the boss gets out of the hospital, he's probably going to be pissed at me because I haven't been doing too good of a job. I've been slacking off a lot. So I'm probably going to quit and work at the other one.
Other one? Where's the other one?
That's up the highway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, you're the highlight of my night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else, Jeremy from Outback?
Do you have I don't know how to ask this gingerly or nothing, but you got like a like clean sort of like urine for my friend.
Yeah, clean what?
Urine.
What the hell is that?
I don't like
urine.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I feel like you're saying the word wrong.
I'm new to America.
I can't tell.
I come from Australia.
Where's your accent, Jeremy?
I'm doing pretty. This is where I'm from, mate.
Try again, Jeremy. I'll give you another try.
I'm from Australia, mate. This is Jeremy.
I don't think there's any Jeremys in Australia, mate.
Oh, man. I'm Jeremy from Australia.
Oh, honey. You need to go back down under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Yes, Jeremy.
Sup?
What's up, dog?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, y'all. I gotta get these roo racks on the rib.
Hey, Jeremy, if you say your names fast enough, it sounds like Genevieve.
Genevieve, Jeremy. Genevieve. Yeah.
Yeah. We pretty cool, huh, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how you say yeah.
Hell yeah. Yo, do you know Gino?
Gino? I do know Gino, but he ain't from down under.
Yo, he's like friends of the family.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. We've been giving him like free racks of ribs over here at the steakhouse, yo.
Bro, where are my racks?
Yo, if you know Gino and Genevieve and Jeremy, we can all get together. We can all get it situated.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what more can I help you with, Jeremy?
Yo, Genevieve, I love you, man. I gotta go. Like, I gotta put these French fries in the. I gotta flip these fries, yo.
All right, cool, Jeremy.
My boss thinks he's a dumb man because he's a Steve flat flipper or something.
What in the scuba Steve are you saying, man?
Yo, he thinks he's a dumb mega.
Hey.
He's a Steve flat flipper.
Sign your name on the pity guy? Like, okay, yeah. Pootie Tang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Well, Jeremy, you get bored again with them roos, you know who to call.
Genevieve.
Yep, that's right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, Jeremy, you go flip that roo, dog.
I'll flip these fries.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sound effects are killing.
Yo, that's the fries getting in that oil.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Yo, that's how you flip the fries. You gotta get them upside down before they get vertical up in the tray.
Oh, shit. We don't want that, huh, Jeremy?
I got an AccuShaker.
What the fuck is an AccuShaker?
Yo, you press it and it disperses an accurate amount of salt upon the french fries upon which we dine on tonight.
I fucking can't. I can't. Oh my god. I'm so glad I answered the phone.
Yeah!
Yeah! What other things you got, Jeremy? Other than flips and fries.
Yo, we got a dog back here. Yo, he guards the chickens. He makes sure they don't get out. He guards the kangaroo meat.
Is it tough?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, hey! Better watch out! Yo, kangaroo just ran through the chicken, y'all. It's crazy! Yo, you ever been trampled by a kangaroo before?
Maybe once or twice.
Yo, I got 12 broken ribs from a kangaroo trampling me.
12?
Yeah.
That's fortunate.
They had to stitch my sternum back up.
Oh no, Jeremy. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yo, you ever had lacerations before?
Jeez Louise, no.
Yo, I had my finger cut, and they put that lidocaine in, and they put the fish hook in with the string, and they sewed that all back together.
You sound like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, motherfucking science up in this bitch. I like technologically advanced and industrialized.
What the fuck?
Yo, that's how the Jeremy gets down!
Bro, Jeremy got high-pitched voice, too.
Yeah! Yo, I can't help that I'm excited. I can't help that the Jeremy gets excited sometimes working at the Outback Steakhouse.
Bro, Outback sounds like the best place in the world.
Yo, we got the Bloomin' Onion, we got the kangaroo, we got the chickens barking at the kitchen. Yo, you ever get any fresh chicken eggs from the Outback Steakhouse kitchen? Yo, those motherfuckers on the chain!
No fucking way.
Yo, I had the bags fried in that pan and then there's the steaks!
There ain't no way. You ain't real, Jeremy.
Yo, I'm realer than a $3 bill!
Holy shit.
Yo, I know how to get down. I know how to get them fries bubbling. I know how to flip them fries. Because I'm the chief fly fripper.
You're the chief fly fripper.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what's up, Jeremy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's it. That's who you remind me of.
That's how the Jeremy gets down up in this motherfucker.
Oh my god. I probably look like an idiot in my lobby right now. You're too funny.
Yo, Jeremy gets down like that though.
Get it, Jeremy.
So I got them drinks bubbling. I got that bubbling. I got it all situated in this kitchen. I got this shit running like a machine. I got this shit well oiled like a machine.
I can tell by your brain donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. You're not real, Jeremy.
Yo, Genevieve, if I wasn't real, how could I do this?
I guess you're right. You got me there.
That's right. Don't be acting like the Jeremy's fake. Jeremy's real. Jeremy's, you know, I try to be truthful.
Oh my god.
That's the sort of business that Jeremy gets down on.
Oh my god. Lord. Well, Jeremy,
yeah.
I think you've taken up most of my time. Like I said, you get bored. You know who to call.
Genevieve, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I won't hold. I won't impose upon you any longer, Genevieve.
All right, Jeremy. You have a good one, man.
You too, Genevieve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please.
Bye.
Well, she was very patient.
What a cool lady. Shout outs to Genevieve. And where's Jeremy at?
Where's O'Donoghue at?
O'Donoghue.
O'Donoghue. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm O'Donoghue here.
Hey, O'Donoghue.
Hey, maybe we could call a small Italian restaurant and just let them know that a friend of the family, Gino, is going to be coming by. We need a bunch of tables pushed together. Just
that
all lined
like
up. There's going to be a bunch of people.
A great group of guys, right?
Yeah.
O'Donoghue, I'm not sure I can, I'm not sure if I can personally deliver the sort of Gino experience described.
All right, I think you are Gino. Like when I hear Gino, you are Gino. But okay, I hear you.
I think.
Why doesn't O'Donoghue do it?
I do want to hear O'Donoghue do it. Do a Gino. If that's something you're into. Oh, Tiff.
I can't right now.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, this Giuseppe is an Italian style restaurant.
Cork Fine and Charcuterie.
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
My name's Gino. I'm basically like a friend of the family. Is there any way we can get a bunch of chairs and tables pushed together?
For how many people?
We got 50 people coming in.
This evening?
Like tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You said how many people?
Yeah, like 60.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't accommodate 60 people.
What about 50 then?
No. You said you're friends of the family?
Yeah.
You would do best reaching out to the family and talking directly to the owner.
Well, he said to, talk to you and you'd be able to get it situated.
Just so we're talking about the same person, which family are we discussing?
Oh, my name's Gino.
Your name's Gino?
Yeah.
And you're a friend of?
The family.
Who's the family we're referring to?
I don't think they need to be said. We both know who we're talking about here.
Okay, well, our owners know as well as we do that we're not able to accommodate a party that large. The only way we would do that is if the restaurant was closed. So if you wanted to book a private event, we could do that, but we can't run that many people on our regular business hours.
Would there be a way to maybe get some of these guys sitting outside?
Not all 50 of you, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, we could have some guys inside. Maybe we could swap guys around.
The highest we can take for a large party like that on a Friday night is 20 people. I'm sorry.
We have vans here. We could swap them out.
You have what? I'm sorry?
We got a couple big vans. And we got like a school bus. So we could just swap the guys out like as needed.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me call our owner just to make sure we're on the same page, and I can call you back right after that.
Okay.
What was your phone number?
This was in the coat pocket.
This was in the coat pocket?
Yeah, this phone was in a coat pocket. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's not my coat.
Okay.
I was hoping I'd be able to, turn the coat back into you guys.
Turn the coat back into us to make a 60 party reservation? I'm confused.
Yeah. There's going to be a bunch of guys standing around outside.
Mr. Gino, you're not making much sense. I'm sorry.
Well, I've had one phone call, to you to, sort this situation out.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's sort it out.
Well, we could...
To reach
One of the guys suggested we could do lap sitting, but I think that might be, if it's like a occupancy fire hazard, I'm not sure that's going to work in our favor.
Yeah, no, it is a occupancy and a fire hazard, and kind of not against our grain to have grown men sitting on each other's laps at a fine dining institution. So I do apologize, but we're not able to accommodate. However, if you want to reach out to the family that you claim you know and talk to them directly, they're great people and they would love
to
speak
with you.
That
I claim I know? I know them. I'm friends of the family.
You, the friends of what family, sir?
I'm friends. I don't need to say what family it is because you and I both know exactly who we're talking about.
I think I know who we're talking about. I'm not
I know
sure
who
you
I'm
know
talking
who you're
about,
talking
too.
About.
This is Gino.
Gino, what's your last name, Gino?
My last name?
Yeah, your last name.
I don't know you that well to tell you my last name, to be honest.
I apologize, sir, but
I'm
in
friends
order for
the family.
To make this work, we have to have an open relationship.
Peppercorn.
Gino Peppercorn?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No.
That was great. That was probably the best Gino call I've ever heard, man. Nice work.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, that was great.
Another great call by Whoopi.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The way she said we can't have grown men sitting up in each other's laps at a fine dining institution.
Yeah. And I liked when you told him that there's going to be a bunch of guys standing around outside.
That's normal.
No, it isn't.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I said don't worry about it.
Oh, goodness. Who's going? Oh.
I'll go.
Wait, that was weird. I don't trust like that.
Ain't not like us. They what?
Do we want more Italian places?
Yeah, Pepperano. The you know Vito. he was catching but not pitching.
Yeah.
And then, you know Phil, he did 20 years in the pen. 80-degree grilled cheese off the radiator. Hi, ma'am, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Is this an Italian place?
I'm sorry?
Is this the Italian place? Am I calling the right place?
Julia's, the restaurant?
Yeah, Big Julia's.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys have on tap?
On tap, we don't have anything. Like, we just have bottled beer.
Bottled beer?
Like, Michelob Ultra, Michelob.
Why do I hear, I keep on hearing Morse code in the background.
I don't know.
I was wondering, what's your guys' specials today? My friend Vito's gonna come walk in.
Well, I don't know if we're taking tables right now. Let me go see, because it's 9:30, right? Let me go ask her.
Yeah, I have, like, at least, like, 15 guys coming in. And, like, 5 extra guys coming that's going to be just standing outside.
Give me 1 second. Let me...
The Gambino family is coming in.
The Gambino family?
Yeah. We're friends of the family.
This is Valdosta, Julius. Are y'all in Valdosta?
Yeah, we're friends of the family. We're coming in in about 20 to 15 minutes. They told me to tell you we're about to tell you we're on the way.
Is this a prank? No, hold on. Give me. We're not going to be open in 20 minutes.
I already spoke to the family about it. They said it would be fine. Did they not inform you about this?
I mean, we are closing right now.
My boss will be very pissed if he hears that we won't be having pasta tonight.
Give me one moment.
He's been looking towards it for a great while now. He needs some pasta.
You said how many men?
15, including 15. Five out the door. Including here's, five out the
here's
door.
Here's the owner.
Hello?
Hi, good sir. Hello? How are you doing today, ma'am? How are you doing today, ma'am?
Okay.
My name is Gamp. My name is...
Hello?
Yeah, my name is Gino Gambino. I meant to call earlier, but I'm currently coming in 15 minutes, and we're going to have about 15 to 5 people going over the restaurant. Hello? You hear me?
Let me have your credit card number to hold it.
What do you mean about that? What about no?
Because I'll have a limited menu in 15 minutes.
Can I just get some pasta with some plate on it?
Yeah, but just to be sure, I'm going to have 15 coming.
I'm
have
friends
to keep
with
a,
I have to,
I have
I
to hold
friend,
my
I'm
staff
friends,
here
friends.
For that long.
I am friends with the family. My
What's
name is Gino. I'm friends of family.
What family are you friends with?
I'm Gino. I'm friends with the family. My family's Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound a little suspicious.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know who you're talking to? What's the name? You
want to talk to who's the... Talking to the Messina lady.
What family member here do you know?
Can I talk to the manager? Can I talk to the manager?
Yeah. What is his name? Do you know?
I just want to speak to the manager.
Well, what's the manager's name? You say you're friends with him.
Friends with the family. My name is Gino.
Well, I want to see you in person. When you come in person, I'll feed you in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I see you in 15 minutes.
Get off the phone and
plus
get
5. We're gonna be outside. There, 5 men are gonna be outside. It's a very family, very important family dinner.
Very manly.
Oh, I'm gonna hold my breath till you get here.
If I ain't coming, I ain't coming. But I'm coming in 15 minutes. There, hold those doors open.
I'm going to serve you lasagna.
Fuck yeah, I love lasagna. Fuck yeah, lasagna. Hey,
all right.
Hey, do you,
you better hurry because they're shutting my power off.
Ma'am. Do you have a labia?
Ma'am. Call me, sir.
Do you have labia?
What?
Do you have labia?
What now?
Do you have labia?
Go to another room and...
Gabagool.
You know labia? Labia.
You know
labia.
We're wasting time. You need to be on your way already.
Yeah, we're coming. Do you have labia, though?
If you're leaving, you if you leave now, you may or not may not make it before we close.
Do you have labia?
Well, the big electric company's out front, and they're doing work, and they're going to shut my power off in 15 minutes.
Well, I'm part of the crew, ma'am. We're going to come in and eat and then do our electrical work.
Well, hurry up and get in. Let me see
you. You hurry up. We're outside sitting in the truck. We're about to disconnect your power.
I'm looking outside for you right now.
I'm waving at you. You see me? I'm waving at you.
I'm coming out and looking at you right now.
Yeah, my name is Timmy the Foreman. I'm in the I'm outside. Wait, I'm waving at you. You see me? I'm waving at you. What's up, lady? What's up?
Well, you better quit waving and get your butt over here if you want something to eat.
I'm waving at you. You can't see me. I'm waving at you. Fucking people.
We're going to get Rico'd now.
I wanted you to give her a credit card number because she was going to call your bluff.
I think nuts. There's a certain level where you can just deny them and they'll still buy it or something. I don't know.
Is that your catalyst? Is that your credit card?
No, it's Jimmy's. Jimothy's.
No. Jimothy's, okay.
Catalyst, thank you for correcting me. I've been saying the date wrong, or the time wrong, for many shows now.
I mean, you could say Atlantic Standard Time. That's technically correct.
Oh. It is currently 9:38 and 25 seconds post-meridian Eastern Daylight Time. It is May 28th, 2026, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server file jockey, live in the studio. If Catalyst O'Donagan Raw is in the state of Alaska,
you're
a wild one.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, buddy? I got beer back, guys.
Gotta come in.
Harvest Moon, this is Cam.
Cam, this is Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Is there any way we can get a bunch of tables pushed together?
Just for washing the ketchup bottles? Are you guys trying to dine in?
Washing the ketchup bottles.
Okay. And might be a little hard. How many are you looking at having?
Well, right now we get the bus loaded up here, but we have 30 people in the bus. But if you need us to, we can swap.
We can definitely do our best, but I can't guarantee anything at this moment. I'm just kind of looking at what we got,
yeah.
And I don't know if anywhere at this moment we could push like tables together there for 30 people inside.
Well, that's how many we got on the bus I'm on right now. There's another bus with about 40 people on it, but I'm the driver of this bus, and I'm basically the head of the party.
Okay. Like I said, we can do our best. I mean, you guys can also kind of like scatter throughout. We can push together some tables. I'm not sure how many we can kind of accommodate at this present.
Right. Well, I don't want to have to play this card, but I am friends of the family.
Okay. I'll definitely put that down. That you guys got about 70 folks coming.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely try to accommodate.
Well, like, we want to make it painless for you, so I think if we could scoot the chairs together.
Yeah, there will definitely be some folks here to help you guys whenever y'all arrive. But just to clarify, you're just spectating, not dining in, right?
We're going to watch the ketchup bottles.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, I got that down for you, and we'll see you soon, okay?
I have a friend, and he doesn't... Can you explain, like, watching the ketchup bottles to him? I've tried to explain it to him a bunch of times, but he doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about, and maybe you can, like, dumb it down.
They're a live local band that play, like, bluegrass and country music.
Okay. Yeah.
And the owner is the singer of the band?
They're a local band. They play bluegrass, and the owner is the singer.
Is that like country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. See you soon.
I love, not in love, but like neighborly love.
All is well.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
All is well.
That definitely made more sense when she said that.
Yeah. I thought it might have been a fucked up Alabama thing. No, this is Georgia.
Same fucked thing, though. No, just kidding.
Mom and Dad's Italian. Oh, we have a missed call. I forget who that is. I could, in theory, drink this beer, but I don't want to.
Crazy.
Peer pressure. Peer pressure.
I gotta save it for later.
Mom and Dad, Thomas Hill, this is Mallory.
Hi.
Mom and Dad, Thomas Hill.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
Do you guys got clams?
We do not.
No. Do you have crabs?
We do not. I'm sorry.
I got crabs.
Dude, you're going straight to jail. You're going to jail forever. Oh, we're missing calls. I don't know who these people are calling. Oh, Alaska, do you want to call?
Vitos.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Vitos.
Yes? Yeah, Vitos. Yeah, I was just wondering, I left something behind. Is there like a lost and found that I can get it or look at it?
What did you leave?
I don't know. It's small. It's about yay big.
I mean, I can't see you, so I don't know what you're measuring. Do you know what it is that I've been looking for?
Well, it's about, it's square and it's round at the same time. It's like a square round piece. Do you have that there?
I have no idea what I would be looking for.
It looks like a bolt, but it's not really a bolt.
Like a bolt?
No, it doesn't ring any bells. No, it's
no,
not
I
a bolt.
Not.
It looks like a bolt. So you want to know, can I just come there and would you guys be able to help me out?
We don't really have a lost and found basket. Like, we get things and we pull them to the back and we keep them for a little bit until people come in and claim them. But we don't have, like, a bin for people just to rummage through.
So can I look in the back? Would that be possible?
No, sir.
No as in no, sir, or no as in no, yes?
No, you cannot
yes,
come
you
in
can,
the back
sir.
Of the restaurant.
No, I'm not more. I come to the front and I go to the back. I just don't want to see what the item that I have in my phone, because it's very valuable for me. And you guys can steal it.
I have no idea
I
what
had
you're
this
talking
happen.
About.
Well, the item that I lost. Oh.
What did I miss?
Oh, they do not have a bin for people to rummage through.
Okay, good to know.
Thank you.
I got an idea for a call.
I kind of
thank you for calling your Albany
okay,
Olive Garden.
It is
for
your
curbside pickup, check in on the text it link or press 3 now. For your convenience,
Place your curbside to-go or catering order at olivegarden.com or use the Olive Garden app. For large catering orders, press 1. For seating information, visit the Olive Garden app or press 2 for seating information. For all other inquiries, press 3.
3?
All I've got.
Thank you for calling, Olive Garden. How may I help you?
Hi. Do you guys have a bin for people to rummage through down there?
Ma'am?
Yes? Wait, I have to...
Ma'am?
Can I mark that down?
Ma'am, what did you say? I'm so sorry. You are cutting off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I marked down that you said ma'am, and I wanted to know if you guys had a bin for people to rummage through down there.
A bin for people to rummage around?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. We don't do that.
Well, can we get a bunch of these tables pushed together then?
I'm not following.
I'm Gino. I'm like friends of the family down there.
Give me 1 second. I'll switch it to my manager, okay?
Okay, your manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just to let you know, Darden Restaurants owns Olive Garden, so you could throw that out there.
Darden.
Darden.
Interesting.
Yeah, just say you're friends with William Darden.
I'm friends in the family. No. Why am I waiting so long?
Nice song.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gino.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Do I mark that ma'am down as... No, you're a different person. I have to mark that down.
How can I help you?
Well, we're at 7 now. We want to push a bunch of tables together.
What kind of tables?
All of the tables. We're just going to push them all together.
For?
Me.
Okay, and what is it pertaining to?
Darden.
Okay, far as Darden, what pushing the tables got to do with the restaurant?
We're friends of the family, and we're going to push all the tables together.
Okay, so tonight you cannot push tables together in here because we're about to close. So the restaurant opens up at 11 a.m.
We'll push the tables together at 11 a.m. and everyone's going to have to eat at one big table instead of a bunch of little ones.
Okay, so if you call back in at 11 a.m., we'll be able to take the reservation, okay?
And this is Gino you're talking to.
All
here,
right,
friend.
Yeah, have a good night. Thank you.
She was challenging your authority.
This is the part of the show where it gets real quiet and real serious. This is the Wuppy Weapons, live on RogueServer.com every May 28th, 2026. It's 9:51 and 30 seconds post-meridium Eastern Daylight Time. Welcome to the show. I guess Olive Garden's pick up.
Where's Wasted Memory?
I don't know. Oh, Alaska, you said you had none you wanted to go?
Yeah, if you feel so inclined.
Do it.
Here for your curbside pickup. Check in on the 16th of Fresh Street now. For your convenience, place your curbside to go or catering order.
What the hell is happening?
Olive Garden music.
Oh, just Olive Garden. Chris, we're gonna have my own pizza.
Yeah, they said I could rummage.
Can you repeat that, sir?
They said that I could rummage. I wonder where I do that.
Were you talking to a manager before or to go, sir?
Yeah, they said I could rummage. I'm just trying to find the best place to do that.
Oh, give me 1 second, sir.
No. Now I really want fettuccine alfredo with Cajun sauce. Oh no! Lady, I love you.
Sir, it would be Valdosta City without limits, sir.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It would be Valdosta City without limits, sir.
But to rummage?
To
you
rummage.
Understand?
To rummage.
To rummage.
Okay. Okay.
To rummage.
No, it's, yes, it's Valdosta City without limits, sir.
I don't know what that means. Are you going to let me rummage or not? I mean...
Bay City without limits, whichever way you want to use.
He doesn't even know where that is. Why is he...
What?
He said he's looking for the best place
I'm
to
I'm really
rummage.
Confused. They said that I could come down there to rubble or rummage.
Did you
you're not... You're not.
Okay. Yeah, you know? But I'm sorry, we can't. Hey, is he the service dog?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm trying to
hey, hey, this is JR speaking.
Can I rummage, please?
Say again?
Dude, am I on speakerphone? And what is happening? I don't hear anything.
I have no idea, man. You just cut out really bad on my end.
What do you mean?
It's like you're
okay.
Echoing.
What do you mean echoing? I don't know what that means. Can I come down there and rummage? I was told that I could, and I'm just trying to figure out how. Oh my god. They're not letting me rummage. Let me rummage!
That guy's a dick. What the fuck's his problem?
What the hell is happening?
Motherfuckers.
It's like I was on hold, and then I wasn't, and then it was extremely loud. Unnecessarily louder than most kitchens.
Play all that fucking music, little motherfucker.
I just wanted to rub it.
Rummage. Oh no. I want a rummage.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden in Tifton, Georgia. Here for curbside pickup, check in on the texted link or press 3 now.
Is 3 the right button?
Thanks for calling Tifton Olive Garden. This is Joey.
Joey? Hi.
Hey.
This is Gino.
Hey, how are you?
I'm basically like the rummage man, and I'm gonna like check out your rummage cans.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah. Are you prepared to receive Gino tonight?
What is that exactly?
I'm Gino.
Uh-huh.
I'm friend of the family.
Friend of who?
Of the family. down there?
Of whose family?
Darden.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm going to rummage through your cans. Your rubbish can.
My rubbish can?
Yeah.
My trash can?
We're going to go through them, and we're going to, like, check them out and analyze them.
Okay, yo, okay, perfect, awesome. You coming out when, tonight?
Sometime in the near future.
Okay.
Got any boxes back there for us to go through?
My trash cans are full.
I'm not talking about trash cans, my friend.
Then I have no idea. I apologize.
Yeah, cardboard boxes, anything with stuff in them?
No.
You guys have boxes of sugar packets?
No.
How the heck do you get sugar in that kitchen then?
We put it in containers.
Containers. Perfect. I'll just rummage through the containers then.
Okay.
Surely you have stuff that comes in boxes.
Yeah, of course. But some stuff we take out.
We're going to go through those boxes.
Yeah, we take stuff out the boxes.
Well, we're going to take those boxes, we're going to go through them, and then you guys can have them back.
Okay, who do you work for?
I'm a friend of the family. My name's Gino.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Do you want to help me look through these boxes? You can have some of the stuff.
No, I'm fine.
No, we skim a little bit off the top. You know, we split the wealth.
No, absolutely.
You got a junk. We're gonna go through your junk drawer.
No.
You got batteries and screwdrivers in there or something?
No, sir.
Where do you keep all that crap then?
Is there anything else I can help you with, sir? Because I'm kind of busy at the moment. I apologize.
Joey, do you have pockets? Can I rummage through your pockets?
He wanted his pockets kept to himself.
Yeah. To go through the pockets. Who wants a call?
I will.
Yeah, I think Kyle this wants it.
Oh, a wild one. You do it.
Oh, God. You first. Off.
For to-go orders, reservations, and general questions, press
1. Okay, thank you.
For our oyster bar, press 2. For catering and our banquet manager, press.
This is a different oyster bar.
Your call is being transferred.
Plaza Lounge, Kelly.
This is the oyster bar?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Although I have a predicament. I want to go there with my friends and family, and I was just wondering, do you guys have like vegetarian oysters or vegan oysters? I can't have oysters.
Do we have what kind of oysters? I'm sorry.
Vegan oysters or like vegetarian oysters, like oysters that aren't, because I can't have oysters.
I mean, we have other food besides oysters.
No, but I really, but so you guys don't have, like, alternative oysters?
No, we don't.
Alternatively? So no oysters?
No.
Interesting. So what else can I have then?
We've got a full menu. You can look at our menu online.
Oh, I'm confused. All right. Oh, I just want to make sure because I was hoping to have some oysters. Are those fresh or what?
They're fresh.
Like on 1-10 scale, how fresh are they?
We get a new shipment every Thursday.
Every Thursday, and today's Thursday. All right, cool. Yeah, are they free ranged as well? Do you know? Like, where would you find them at? I just want to pick your brain for that.
The ones we've got right now come out of Panacea.
So they are free range, yes? Or are they caged? Do you know? So the caged and free range. Oh, you want to know? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, are they peppermint flavored? My friend wants to know.
No, we don't have any peppermint flavored oysters.
Let me see. What kind of boxes?
You can go online and look at our full menu online.
I'm sorry. One more thing. Oh, motherfucker. Sorry, Alaska.
Doesn't she know that some people aren't online?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say she was getting the oysters from Pangea?
Did I say that? I don't think I said that. Are you funny, though?
I was wondering where she said she got them from.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Alternative oysters from Pangea.
Are they caged? That's funny. Know.
Free range. I like whenever it shows me where I live on the Google machine.
We don't got no peppermint oysters.
Where the hell is my list of phone numbers?
I was at a restaurant once, and my buddy asked if snails were considered seafood, because he was allergic to seafood, and it raised hell. So maybe that's something to throw him off?
How to say? I guess they're calling oyster bars.
But technically, some of them are found
in sea. Really dumb ideas. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling Big Daddy's. This is Raven. How may I help you?
Raven, we have an issue.
Okay, what's the issue?
Someone got their finger... Like, my friend... You know how you guys have all the seafood and stuff there?
Yes.
My friend, he got his finger clipped by a clam.
He got what?
He got his finger clipped by a clam down there. His finger stuck in a clam.
We don't sell clams.
Where the hell did this clam come from, then? Like, we go to Big Daddy's all the time, and he's got a clam stuck on his finger. Okay, I need to put these phone numbers somewhere that isn't behind the virtual mixer. I want to see an oyster did it. I want to try again.
You can do it.
Thank you for calling Sorry Charlie's. Our hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. We run on a first-come, first-served basis, but for our Bamboo Room Tiki Bar, located on the second floor, you can reserve tables on our website. You can also find event space information on our website.
Lady.
If you would like to speak with a team member, please press 1.
Thank you.
Five-Star Charlie's Oyster Bar. How may I help you?
We have an issue here.
What is your issue?
You guys didn't boil... Well, Gino's got his fingers stuck in an oyster, and this oyster, we thought he was all cooked up and everything, but he is not, and this oyster's pissed.
Pardon me?
This oyster's pissed. It's got his finger in there pretty good, and it's, like, clamped it.
Where are y'all?
We're at home now. We've had a couple beers, so we're not good to drive, but he's got this oyster's pissed at him. It clipped his finger pretty good.
Pardon me. I'm so sorry. I can't tell if you guys are, like, prank calling us.
Man, if this is a prank call, we'd just come down there and do it.
Okay, so you're telling me that an oyster clamped down on your finger?
Not my finger, Gino's finger.
Okay.
And this thing looks pissed off. This thing looks pissed off.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to grab a manager.
Okay. Hi, are you the manager? She said she's
yeah.
The manager. This oyster's pissed, and he's clamped down on Gino's finger pretty good.
Okay.
What the hell did we do?
I have no idea.
Dude, did you guys cook him or something?
No.
Dude, this oyster looks pissed off.
Okay.
Gino's finger's stuck.
Okay.
What the... Well?
I don't know what this means. You got to-go oysters from us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you took oysters from here to-go, they were definitely cooked because you can't take raw oysters.
Then why the hell is it clamping on his finger?
I don't know.
This thing's pissed off.
Okay, well, maybe you should call the hospital.
Well, I called the hospital. They said call you because you have the thing.
Okay, well, we have nothing that we can do for you about that.
Charlie, I'm going to write a Yelp review that your oyster clipped Gino's finger.
Okay.
Yeah, is there any way we can release him, you think?
No. This
Why,
is
you guys
really
have
ridiculous.
Fighting oysters.
Okay, goodbye.
No, you guys have fighting oysters down there. I'm swearing a lot.
It's okay. I'll allow it.
Oh my goodness, is that Tiff?
No. Oh, there she is.
It's not okay to swear like that.
What?
Tiff!
Vatican.
Ah, Puck. Puck!
Okay, you have to say pissed because that's the only word that conveys the emotion.
Peace? Yes.
You can't say angry.
Oh, the piss job.
Oh, no. What? About animals. You can't say the animal's belligerent or angry. You have to say the animal's pissed. Oh, Tiff, we're calling oysters and stuff. Wait, who wanted to go? Was it Catalyst?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking, how may I help you?
Yeah, can you take down this number, please?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Can you take down my number?
Can I what? I'm so sorry.
Can you take down my number, please?
Take down your number? Yeah, for yeah. what?
It's 457-55-5462.
And what is that for?
That's my social security number.
Okay, and why are you giving that to me?
Can I get a job?
Have you already applied?
I just did. I gave you my social security number.
So you have to apply online with the application, or you can come in and fill out a paper application.
Do you guys have clams, right?
Yes, we do.
I'm a shucker.
Huh?
I'm a shucker.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a shucker. I shuck. I gave you my social security number. I get job now. I need job.
Well, if you want a job, you can apply online.
My name is Todd. Todd Davis.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and apply online, and then they'll get back to you on that.
Well, what are you going to do with my social security number?
I deleted it because I don't need that.
Oh, good. Do you guys have vegan clams?
No.
Oh. Are they free range?
What was that?
Are they free range?
I don't know what they are.
Yeah. What flavor are they?
They're just regular clams.
Yeah. Can you take down my number again?
Your social?
Yeah.
So what you're gonna look up Harpin Larry's and you're gonna apply online. And that's where you'll put your social.
457. Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman. I don't know why it matters.
Maybe I could talk to the man. Maybe they would be able to help me.
That's crazy. No, just apply online, and then they'll call you once they look at your application.
If I give a man my social security number, they're just gonna hire him. I'm a master shucker. I know what to do.
Well, we don't do any applications over the phone. All you gotta do is apply online, and then they'll call you, and you can tell them how of a master shucker you are.
I'm just gonna start tomorrow. I gave you my social security number, right?
I'm not taking your social, bro.
457-55-5462.
I'm not writing down your social again. If you want to have a job here, you go apply online.
No, I'm just... Who? What's your name again? Cheryl?
I don't know if I want to give you my name.
I'll say, Cheryl said I have a job. I gave my social security number to Cheryl.
Okay, you say that.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a good night.
Love you. Bye. You have to say it back or it's weird.
She didn't say it back.
We love you, buddy. It was so fucking loud in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I also wasn't doing anything to reduce the noise.
Did you like the ambiance noise, Whoopi?
A bit. I think it added to the character.
It was fun. I was just imagining sitting in there like I'm already pulling my hair out. Ugh.
You should have heard the Olive Garden call earlier. That was insanely loud. Unnecessary.
Oh. I'm gonna do it again.
Clammer jammer.
I should be drinking water.
Jacoby.
Crap, this is Christy.
Christy, Christy, what's that? What's going on?
We have got pub idol tonight. It's the second round.
Oh my god.
What is it?
One of the oysters has clipped on my finger.
You got oysters what?
It bit my finger.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Don't put your finger in its mouth.
What the hell? Aren't these supposed to be... Why is it doing that?
I don't know. Quit putting your finger in its mouth.
No, because I got to eat the damn thing. This thing's pissed off at me. This thing's pissed.
I don't know. Well, you better hurry up if you're coming to eat supper, if you're coming to eat oysters, because the kitchen
closes at 10. I've been there.
Oh, okay. All right, darling. We got pub idol going on, okay?
No, your oyster bit my finger.
I'm sorry, baby. Here, hang on. Let me let you tell Katie.
Katie? Katie!
She said no.
Aww. Quit putting your finger in his mouth.
She's pro oyster attack.
You'd expect them to take safety seriously down there. Tiff, you have not gone all night because you just got here. Welcome.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Oh, man. I mostly came just to talk and be annoying.
Can I do an oyster bite call after Tiff goes, please?
Do what?
Hey, I'm sorry. My husband has like a really big mouth and he won't shut the fuck up when I'm on the phone. Honey, would you apologize to the man on the phone? So you're sorry to the man?
Okay,
he's crying now. He's looking at me and his bottom lip is quivering. I'm calling because we got some oysters and some clams and some crabs from you earlier. And my husband kept attaching the claws from the crabs directly onto his nipples, and he doesn't feel good now, and now he doesn't know what to do.
Aww.
My husband opened the door and walked out literally as I was just starting to say my husband, and it threw me off really bad. Hi, honey. Oh, so awkward.
I gotta go. You guys thanks for the show.
Thank you for participating.
Bye, Catalyst.
I appreciate it. And so does everybody else, I think. I'm pretty sure. Good night. Oh, State of Alaska. Yes, you can.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. Letting me just invade your show.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
Pick up, damn you.
That's not correct, lady.
Hello?
That's not correct, lady.
Yeah, hey, we got a problem. I got oyster to go from there, and it won't let go of my daughter's finger.
Brandon, I need you. Sorry, we don't do oysters to go.
What do you mean?
We don't do oysters to go.
Well, then how did I get it?
I have no idea, sir.
But it we won't don't do let go, to go, okay? She's freaking out, and I don't know how do I get it to release?
Sir, I have no idea.
How do I get... No, why? You work there. You should know how to do oyster.
I mean, yeah, but we don't do oysters to go.
How do I make it release? It won't release.
I mean, cut it.
I tried, dude. I had pliers, and I was doing pliers on it, and it wasn't letting go. I don't know what to do. I called poison control, and they said to call you.
You call poison control for oysters?
Yeah, it's a sea creature. It's seafood. People are allergic. I was thinking maybe if I could find its belly button, I might be able to tickle it and open it, but it's not working.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what to do about that.
Is there a man I can talk to?
I am the manager.
Is there anybody else that would know? You're the manager, and you don't know how to oyster?
But like I said, we don't do oysters to go.
You're starting to piss me off, dude. I need oyster help.
I understand. Do you have...
Can I talk, please? Is there anybody in the back that knows how to oyster?
Sir, we don't do oysters.
I put Tabasco sauce on it, and it still didn't open. Is there anybody in the back I can talk to?
Why would you put Tabasco sauce on it to try to open it?
Because I thought maybe it would be like pepper spray, you know, but it's not.
Well, one, you have to cut oysters open, so.
Well, I'm trying to. It won't open, though. I have pliers. I have door panel tools. I have an entire garage at my disposal, and I've used everything but a torch, and it's not working.
So, you need to
call
the place.
I've used dikes. I've used wire strippers, flatheads, torx bits. Nothing's opening.
You need to call the place you got them from.
But this is where I got them, though.
Not from here. Not possible.
Can I talk to somebody in the back? Maybe they know how. Somebody there has had to have been bitten by an oyster before.
No.
Why not? You're just going to let my daughter sit here and screech in pain because of oyster.
Sir, you cut an oyster open.
Help a brother out.
Oysters live. There's no way an oyster is living.
It bitter.
But like I said, you couldn't have got them from here, so you need to call the place you got them from.
I don't know what to do. Like, come on, let me talk to somebody in the back, dude. Poison control said to call you, and you're pissing me off. You're just being ignorant.
I'm being ignorant, but you called the place that didn't even...
Yeah, you are. You won't let me... Dude, my goodness, I got a situation here, and you're just playing reindeer games, and I'm trying to get my daughter unstuck from the oyster machine.
Okay, well, sir, I need you to call 911.
No, they said call you and poison control.
Call 911.
What?
You need to call 911.
I don't want to waste their time. They're busy. And then I can't afford an amber lamps.
Well, sir, you need to call somebody.
Let me talk to somebody in the back. I don't have time for your shenanigans, dude. Quit being ignorant.
Sir,
put the phone down and put somebody in the back on the phone.
Sir, you need to call 911. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
I can't afford an ambulance. You need to put someone in the back on the phone,
sir,
right now. I command you.
You're not commanding me to do anything.
I command you.
Okay, well, I'm commanding you to call 911.
No, I can't afford an ambulance.
Well, sir, there's nothing else I can do for you.
Look, guy. Is it because... What do I do?
Call 911.
Dude, just let me talk to somebody in the back. Have you never been bitten by an oyster machine before?
You need to call 911.
I can't afford an ambulance.
Well, if this is an emergency, sir, you need to call 911. I don't know what to help. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to leave you bad reviews right now.
That's fine.
Guy?
That's
You're just
fine.
Gonna let
Have
a 2-year-old be. No, you.
I need you to call 911, sir. No reason for you to call us.
I need you to let me talk to somebody in the back with the oyster.
So sir, we don't sell
oysters. Oyster Whisperer
no,
so right now.
No. Okay, well, sir, I need you to call 911.
Can I speak to someone who's not fucking stupid, please?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of knew that would happen, but it was so satisfying. And I like that you said please after. It made it so much better.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, who could have just let me talk to somebody in the back? I don't understand what's so difficult about that. I command you.
Yeah.
That's fun. I'm gonna do it again.
Shuckers, may I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a problem.
Okay.
Gino got his finger stuck.
What's that?
Gino got his finger stuck.
No.
Yes. I'm at home.
Do you need to speak to someone else?
Gino said I had to talk to you.
Okay, the
oyster bit him.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
How is everything? Good. They cooked it right and all that? Okay. This is why I hate to answer this phone. Wayne, this for you. So it's all yummy.
Oh, perfect.
Lane? Hello?
Wayne?
Wayne?
Hello?
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, Gino got his finger stuck in the oyster.
Do what now?
The oyster bit Gino's finger.
The oyster at Gino's finger?
It bit his finger.
It bit his finger?
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing's pissed.
Well, yeah, those oysters can be pretty, you know, they can be pretty mean if you're not careful.
What the hell do we do?
I don't know.
I'll come over, look at the oysters, and eat them and stuff, and they're biting his fingers.
Mm. We got those new cannibal oysters, I think. It might be, I don't know.
No, cannibal means it eats itself. It eats the other ones. This is This is Gino's
true,
finger.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Gino's fingers bit.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Yeah, but he still has a finger, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd wash it really well.
Why is it doing it?
I don't know.
Suckers.
I think, you know, because when they go at them, I tell them this all the time, they go at them with knives. And it's just going to piss him off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this thing's pissed. It looks like it has battle scars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably one of those older ones.
A battle oyster.
Yeah. Yeah, those are, they usually taste the best, though.
What the hell did you know, dude, to piss it off, though? Because I was just getting oysters. And yeah. Gina's his fingers all bit off, and it's we've been sucking the poison out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's You gotta well, I wouldn't suck it, but I mean, I would, you know, put some disinfectant on it for sure.
No, because you gotta get the poison out.
Yeah.
You know. I bit his, and then, do you guys do clams?
No, no, we're clam free since '93.
Okay. I know, what the hell is there clams doing in there then? If you don't have clams, because these clams are trying to bite Gino.
Yeah. Okay.
I would bring some crabs down there.
Yeah, yeah. Crabs are. I don't know, there's even meaner usually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to mess with those.
Oh, these are the crabs that clip Gino.
Yeah.
Maybe you can look at them and see what the hell we're working with here.
Yeah.
He seems to be snipping at me.
Pictures of it.
Pictures.
Yeah.
How about I just bring it down there and you can look at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This crab's pissed.
Yeah.
And we got Mr. Snips here too. But he's a friend.
Mr. Snips?
Yeah, he's a lobster. We found him.
Oh,
but
that's
he's a
cool.
friend now.
You got the whole freaking smorgasbord there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, no wonder they're probably just, you know, they get kind of territorial. So.
Oh, we have a all we have things. A fish.
That's
too.
Probably what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, anyway. Well, just let us know something. And have a good night.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I love you.
He was much better than the lady. She would have just hung up.
It's a classic Wayne and Shania situation. Was that her name?
Shania.
All right. I think we're going to start... Oh, no.
Who the fuck was that?
I think that's a little kid. I think we're going to start doing the last calls here. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppie. It's the Wuppie Weapon. Every May 28th, 2026. It is 10:35 and 35 seconds post-meridian Eastern Daylight Time. Live exclusively on rogueserver.com. Who wants to talk to Mama's Oyster House?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I can do it.
Uh-oh.
You two are going to have to battle it out.
Ruh-roh. Tiff first.
Okay.
Don't hang up right away.
Mama's.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. This is Mama's. How can I help you?
Hi, Mama's. I was wondering, what do you recommend down there for, like, looks maxing?
For what now?
For looks maxing? Like, what should I order?
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Our kitchen is actually closed. They closed about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, no. Turds. That sucks. Well,
I'm
are
so
you
sorry.
Still doing drinks? It's okay. Are you still
yes,
doing
ma'am.
Drinks?
Yes, ma'am. We do still have drinks. Though. We are still doing drinks. We're just serving the tables that are already here, though. We're not taking any more tables at this time.
Oh. Well, maybe I can come just take, like, a sip from somebody else. I'm pretty friendly. I can just join a table. Before I come down there,
We're not accepting any more customers at this time. Once these people are finished, we're leaving. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, when I come back, maybe I can come in tomorrow.
Sure.
When was this recent bear mauling that you've had there?
When was the what?
the most recent bear mauling. I have concerns about getting mauled by a bear. When's the last time it happened at the location?
We don't have bears here in this area of Louisiana.
Oh, that's good. So you or nobody that you know of has been mauled by a bear there then?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And so I know you said you're not serving anybody else, but is it okay if I come in and, like, I just ask for, like, people's leftovers? Because I'm pretty hungry.
No, ma'am.
I haven't eaten in about 15 minutes, though. I'm very hungry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, doesn't really sound like it, ma'am.
Okay.
I wanted to break my face bones with shells. I don't know how to do that yet.
Oyster.
Exactly.
Oyster. State of Alaska.
Alaska, Alaska.
The bear mauling thing is hilarious. I like that.
Hi, Jack. This is Hannah. Bad Jack.
Yeah, they said microplastics. Yeah, micro.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello?
What do you do to prevent microplastics?
Oh,
yeah,
off.
Can you hear me? Jeez.
Goddamn bitch.
Oh, microplastic free zone. What a rude lady. You have to try again.
Let me go back to my list. That was a really aggressive
lady. Boo! Boo!
Are we still doing seafood places?
Yes. Specifically places with oysters.
Oyster.
Okay. Oh.
Silence.
Hello?
Oh, they...
Hey, how do I get the oyster to release?
Oh, they hung up.
They don't want oyster to
release. Oyster bars apparently are, like, lit. They're all, like, jamming, huh?
Something. Those were all in Arkansas. Those last two.
They all sound boisterous.
They have oysters in Arkansas?
They have local oysters.
I know there's an oyster bar in Alaska I went to, but I didn't eat oysters. I just drank wine.
I'm sorry, you can't leave a message because the person you called has a voicemail box.
Don't eat oysters that aren't from a coastal city, also. The fuck?
And if they have a voice mailbox that hasn't been set up yet, that's a really bad sign for an oyster shack.
Yeah.
I went to the beach once, and the shrimp they gave my girlfriend were frozen. It's like, what the hell is that about, dude? Yeah. You guys are lazy.
Mm-hmm. That pisses me off, too.
I've still never had seafood.
Fish and Chills Reload, how can I help you?
How do I get the oyster to release?
Sorry, one more time?
How do I get the oyster to release?
The oyster to release?
I called Poison Control and they didn't know what to do. It's latched onto my daughter's finger. And it won't let go.
Oh my god. Is this a joke?
No. I don't know what's funny about that.
So the oyster is live?
I assume so. It won't let go. I tried tickling it. I tried hitting it with Tabasco sauce. And it's not... I don't know what to do. I don't eat seafood. And it won't
Add
let go.
Add some lemon.
I don't have lemons.
Oh, gosh.
Will pineapples
That's what you're
going
to need.
Because that's all I have is pineapples.
Throw one at it.
What? This isn't a joke. I need help here. Everywhere else is closed. And you guys, please, I don't want to be jerked around here.
So the oyster is stuck to your daughter's hand?
Yeah, it's on her finger, and it won't let go. And I can't... I've tried poking it with the screwdriver, and it's not letting go.
Oh, gosh.
Oyster.
See?
Aww.
It won't let go.
I mean,
Hot
I would say...
Hot sauce doesn't work. Screwdrivers don't work.
I wish I could help ya.
Is there a man I can talk to, maybe, that would know what to do?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Thank you. What happened?
They're still connected. Maybe it's a silent hold.
I don't know. I hope so. Now my son's nagging at me. He wants to say oyster.
Okay, just a minute.
Is this how I was going to help you?
So, there's an oyster stuck on my daughter's finger and it won't come off. And I don't know what to do. The other girl was no help.
The oysters, you ordered the oysters from the grill or raw?
It's stuck on my daughter's finger and I can't get it off. I've tried hot sauce, I've tried poking it with like a screwdriver and it won't come off. Do you know what to do?
Man, I'm sorry, I'm the owner of the restaurant, but I'm confused. What can they, like, you ordered oysters from the grill or you oysters and the shell?
I called poison control and they said to call you. Because there's an oyster stuck on my daughter's finger and it won't come off.
How is it stuck on the finger? I was confused.
We've tried tickling it, and I don't eat seafood, so I don't know what to do.
Man, when I open the oysters, I don't use gloves or anything. I use my hand and a knife.
Well, how do I get it to open? The other girl said lemons, but I don't have any lemons.
You're trying to open the oysters.
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
And I don't know how to let go.
Okay, hold on.
It's my turn to talk. It's my turn. It's latched onto my daughter's finger and it won't come off. What do I do?
You buy the oysters with me?
It's stuck on my daughter's finger and it won't come off. What do I do? Don't make me ask again, please.
I don't know, my friend, because when I open the oysters right here, I don't use a glove or anything. I use the knife and open the oyster. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to hurt her on accident.
Oh, you hung up.
Oh, what a dickhead.
It's crazy that the owner picked up for you, though. Cool.
I know, but it was crazy. He doesn't know how to open an oyster.
You gotta coerce it. Okay, Speem, you haven't done a call.
Can I do a really stupid oyster call?
You have to, I think.
Okay, so anybody can join in at a certain point. You'll know when, okay?
Oh, Hootis should come down. I'm not sure if he's too busy.
Where's Hootis?
He's up there.
Hello, we are not available.
Hello?
Hello? What a jerk. Short.
Good call, Speem. It was very stupid.
Thanks.
Well, it only counts if it's stupid on the part of the caller. That's the only part that counts.
Hello, Fish and Touch, through my location.
Oh, hello. I'm having a problem.
Okay. How can I help you? You're calling a restaurant. Did you want to place an order?
No. I came to this restaurant and I took some oysters to go.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a trucker. I drive a truck. And,
right. Uh-huh.
And I forgot about the oysters. It had been 2 days. And then I picked up a hitchhiker.
Uh-huh.
Do you know a hitchhiker?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He ate the oysters after 2 days.
Uh-oh.
What do I do?
The best thing to do, is he okay, or do you know who he is, or did you just pick him up?
I don't know who he is, and he's on the floor of the truck, and I can't stop driving, but he's on the floor, and he's just crying.
Yeah, he shouldn't have ate those oysters. The oysters are not good to eat after 2 days just sitting there.
Oh, I know that. Restaurant? That's why I forgot about the oysters, and I just had them there. And
yeah. Do you have the receipt when you came in here, or did you use a card to pay? That way I can pull up your ticket.
To do what? I mean, I just need some help. He ate old oysters.
If it's like where he's like needs 911 attention, then I feel like you need to call 911.
Oh, hold on. There's some more hitchhikers. Just hold on. I got to pick them up. Where do you guys need to go? Okay.
I'm just basically trying to go anywhere. I don't really have a place I want to go. I just want to get out of here.
All right. Well, get in.
Here's this feller on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, don't eat that. Don't. No, stop eating that.
Huh? Fine to me. I'm hungry. I've been walking all day.
Now she's eating the oysters, sir.
Oh, man. You need. If the oysters are no good, you need to call 911.
Okay, but she's eating the oysters.
Tastes wrong. It tastes fine.
She says they taste fine.
Okay, then we should be good to go. As long as you kept them under ice, they should be good. If they're eating them like that, then I don't recommend them.
Okay. Maybe I should just try one myself.
The man is on the floor is waking up. Sir, can you please move away?
Yes.
Please move out.
Yeah, I'm right here.
If you need medical attention, you can call 911. And if not,
up.
You can have any other questions, you can call back.
What's happening?
I'm going to jail. We're all going to jail.
Speem's going to jail.
No, wonderful ambiance. Thank you, guys.
It's still showing we're connected, but I don't believe it. Okay, now we're disconnected. Well,
the Swede is here.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, I love a call, Whippy.
Okay. You get a call, and does Carthur want to call?
Carthur.
Yeah, does Carthur want to call? Oh, that was it for Speem.
Bye, Speem. I'll bail you out of jail.
Love you. Look, I can't hear you. Is there a person there? Can I talk to you? Is there a Marcy there? Do you know? Hello?
Yes?
Is there a Marcy there?
No, you have the wrong number. This is a restaurant.
I understand that, but I was looking at her Snapchat, and I'm pretty sure she's there, and I need to talk to her real quick.
I don't have nobody by that name. Nobody in this restaurant has that name.
Well, I know that, but she could be guests or a family, you know what I mean? Or she doesn't have to. I'm telling you, she's there. I know for a fact that she was just there. Like I'm pretty sure she's there. Like I was looking at her Snapchat all day. I know she's there. I just need to talk to Marcy, please. I need to tell her something.
We are closed. We're closed. Just, so there's nobody inside.
Can you just yell her?
There's nobody inside. Can you just tell her? Can you
just tell her that I know she's there? Why are you doing this to me?
There's nobody by that name.
I know. Marcy. Marcy, is that you? Marcy. I know Marcy's there. Stop lying to me. Marcy, I need to tell you something. It's important. Hello?
Where's Marcy?
Where'd she go?
Marcy.
Oh my goodness.
Where is Marcy?
Just sucks.
I knew.
Oh no.
I kind of figured the replays.
See, this I'm over my bedtime now, and I'm actively falling asleep in the studio.
It's very late for you, Mister. I'm gonna do 1 or 2 hours.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have a pressing urge to do phone call?
I'm satiated. Thank you.
I'm great.
Saying my kids won't stop.
Yep. I'm great. Thank you, Whoopi.
Great child acting. Thank you, children.
Oi, sir!
Your check's in the mail.
Thank you for calling Oshuck's Oyster Bar in Dallas, Texas. For address and store hours, press 1. To place a to-go order, press 2. For daily lunch special, press 3. For catering, press 4. For donation request or marketing, press 5. For all other options or to speak to a team member, please press 6. For more information...
Am I really going to tell him that an oyster bit my face? Hello?
Officer Grimbuel, this is Stevelin. What can I get for you?
Stevelin, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. But you know how you guys have oysters down there?
I'm so sorry?
You know how you guys do oysters down there and everything?
Uh-huh.
We have an issue.
What happened?
The oyster bit Gino's finger.
I'm sorry?
The oyster bit Gino's finger.
Oyster bit Gino's finger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well?
Hello?
Allie. Hi.
You order oysters?
Yeah.
What time?
A couple hours ago.
What was the order name?
His name's Gino, and he's got an oyster, like, bit to his finger.
Are you trying to prank me?
If it was like a prank call, I'd just come down there and do it, so I don't know what you mean.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay. Oh, she's lying.
Uh-oh, I have a pressing request.
Uh-oh.
Doctor, you're not done.
I'm not done.
Mm-mm.
All right, Tiff has to go.
No. Nope. Can you please call Genevieve and tell her you said goodnight?
Oh, yeah. Where is she?
She was so wonderful. I just think she'd really get a lot of Jeremy said goodnight. Wrap it up really nice for her.
Let's all say goodnight to her.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, I gotta... I gotta get some stuff. Oh, it's so quiet. I don't have anything queued up, right?
That lady just made me miss her. That's what just happened. Because she's not you at all.
Maybe she'll want to join next time.
Hey, we're calling Genevieve. She pick up. Oh, it's so eerie without the background music.
It's the Dragon Ball Z, right?
Oh no, this is just Yo, Genevieve. Genevieve.
What's up, Jeremy?
Yo,
the one
Genevieve.
I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna go to bed. I wanna tell you like goodnight and stuff.
Oh man, but I just started crying, Jeremy. You gotta cheer me up.
Yo, Genevieve, I'm sorry. I gotta go to bed. I'm falling asleep at the wheel here.
We gotta close the kitchen, good. Genevieve.
Yeah. At the Outback Steakhouse.
Good night.
We love you, Genevieve, platonically.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genevieve, we all love you at the Outback Steakhouse.
Damn, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let an oyster bite your finger.
Junior rat.
Wasted Dragon Me. They do things. State of Alaska does stuff. Airhead. Genevieve.
Live on the road,
coolest person tonight.
Oops.
And you like
coolest
you like,
person award.
You win that award.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I fucking needed that.
Yeah.
Never stop being you, Genevieve. You're the shit.
Hey, that's what's up. Hell yeah, guys.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Say I love you back. Don't make it weird. We love you.
Oh my god, I love y'all.
Thank you.
For a crazy night.
Thank everybody here too. I appreciate everybody for tuning in and stuff.
Thanks, guys. I didn't even know there was multiple out here.
Yeah.
Y'all are dope as hell. Y'all are dope as hell.
Hey.
Remember, Motel 6, you asked for Genevieve.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your favorite front desk girl, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're good.
What the fuck
tomorrow.
Is happening?
Corn down tomorrow. Everybody.
Corn down. Every Friday night.
Yes.
Rogue server.
Hey guys, I work tomorrow too.
With Jackie
same
Mary.
Time.
Uh-oh.
Keep it
oh,
up.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Jeremy, where's my yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song.
Woo! Oh, yeah, guys. This is
dope as hell. Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, Nothing. Guys.
Mwah.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace out.
Peace.
Motel 6, Genevieve. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.